This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
Here are Thursday's closing grain futures quotes from the Chicago Board of Trade. September corn, 379.5, up 1.25. December corn, 387.25, up 0.5. March corn, 399, up 0.5. August soybeans, 1174.75, down 12.5. September soybeans, 1110.5, down 11. November soybeans, 1094, down 8. September wheat, 550.75, up 12.75. December wheat, 573.5, up 11.5. March wheat, 594.75, up 11.25. Now time for your cash grain report from the Illinois Department of Agriculture.
This is Thursday's grain report prepared by the U.S. and the Illinois Department of Agriculture. Illinois country grain prices were mixed late Thursday afternoon, with corn and wheat closing higher and soybean values lower. Soybean prices moved lower despite good weekly export sales figures and a large new crop sale of U.S. soybeans to China. In northern and western Illinois, country grain dealers quoted shell corn mixed at 365 to 378. Soybeans are down 12 to 15 cents at 1201 to 1228. In central Illinois, country grain dealers quoted shell corn mostly a penny higher at 363 to 384. Soybeans are 9 to 11 cents lower at 1227 to 1255. In the southern part of the state, elevators and mills reported shell corn mostly 1 to 2 cents stronger at $3.76 to $4. Soybeans are 10 to 12 cents lower at $12.13 to $12.40. Wheat was mostly 7 to 8 cents higher at $4.91 to $5.23. Illinois soybean processor cash bids were down 12 cents at $12.45 to $12.85. Basis levels were unchanged at 70 to 110 over the August futures. High-protein soybean meal on a truck basis was offered at $4.30.50 to $4.37.50 per ton. That's down $3 to $6.20 per ton. Illinois corn processor cash bids were 1 cent higher at $3.91 to $4.08, with basis levels unchanged at 12 to 29 cents over the September. Illinois River barge loading elevators placed their producer corn market mixed at $3.90 to $3.99. Basis levels were mixed at 11 to 20 over the September. Soybeans closed unchanged to 13 cents lower at 12.33 to 12.36, with basis levels unchanged to 8 cents stronger at 58 to 61 over the August. Wheat prices were 8 to 13 cents higher at 5.15 to 5.26, with the basis levels unchanged to 5 cents lower at 36 to 25 under the September. East St. Louis barge loading terminal elevators placed their producer corn market mostly a penny higher at 4.15 to 4.20. These elevators lowered their soybean bids 12 to 16 cents with bids at 12.50 to 12.60. Soft wheat closed mixed at 5.25 to 5.30. Milo was most unchanged to a penny higher at 4.02 to 4.13. Contract bids to producers for fall delivery grain in northern and western Illinois. Fall shell corn contracts were offered at $3.48 to $3.62. Fall delivery soybean contracts range from $10.59 to $10.70. In central Illinois, fall delivery shell corn contracts were quoted in a range of $3.51 to $3.62. Fall delivery soybean contracts range from $10.60 to $10.76. In the southern part of the state, fall delivery shell corn contracts were offered in a range of $3.56 to $3.70. Fall delivery soybean contracts range from $10.63 up to $10.82. That concludes Thursday's closing grain report.
And here are your closing livestock futures quotes from the Chicago Mercantile Exchange. August live cattle, $150.65, up $2.97. October live cattle, $153.70, up $2.40. December live cattle, $153.85, up $1.80. August feeder cattle, $211.60, up $1.77. September feeder cattle, $212.35, up $1.85. October feeder cattle, $212.35, up $1.47. August lean hogs, $128.85, down $1.67. October lean hogs, $113.72, down $1.35. December lean hogs, $102.90, down $1.10. Now time for your cash livestock report from the Illinois Department of Agriculture.
Thank you. This is Bob Reese with the Illinois Department of Agriculture with Thursday the 17th afternoon livestock report. Starting with the National Daily Direct Hog Report, calculations for a 200-pound pork carcass was $1.60 lower in the range of $119 to $130, with the weighted carcass average price of $128.24. From the Illinois Direct Sow Report, slaughter sows were trading steady with moderate demand for moderate offerings. U.S. 1 and 3 grade sows under 400 pounds were 72 to 78, 4 to 5 weights 74 to 80, 5 to 6 weights 76 to 82, and 600 pounds and up were 80 to 85, with a few bringing 88. On the Illinois Direct Hog Trade, barrels and gilts at country buying points were trading steady with moderate demand for moderate offerings, ranging from $90 to $95. Now for the report from the Greenville Livestock Auction. For Wednesday, July 16th, they had receipts of 745 head, starting with the choice slaughter steers. They were 150 to 161, with some high dressing bringing 165. Select and choice were 140 to 148.50, and select steers were 129.50 to 137. Choice slaughter Holstein steers, 143 to 150, and select and choice Holstein steers, 134 to 144. Select Holstein steers, 120 to 136. Choice slaughter heifers were 150 to 160. And select and choice heifers, 142 to 146. Now on to Reels Livestock Auction in Congerville. They had receipts of 223 head, starting with the choice slaughter steers. They were 152 50 to 160. Select and choice, 143 to 152, and choice Holstein steers were 140 to 147, with some high dressing bringing 148. Choice slaughter heifers, 148.50 to 155, select and choice heifers, 142.50 to 147. On to the slaughter cows, premiums were 120 to 128.50, with a high dressing 141.50 to 143. Breakers were 111.50 to 118 with the high dressing 119 to 120 and the boners average dressing 105 to 113 with the high dressing bringing 118 to 128. On to slaughter bulls, they had some under 1300 pounds that were bringing 132 to 140 and 1500 pound bulls and up were bringing 132.50. Now on to the opening report from the Walnut Livestock Auction. They had receipts of 312 head. Trade was active and demand good. Slaughter steers and heifers were trading steady. Slaughter Holstein steers were not tested. Starting with the choice slaughter steers, they were 155.50 to 162. And choice slaughter heifers were 154.50 to 159.75. In the direct cattle trade from the National Daily Direct Slaughter Cattle Report, steers on a live basis traded at 155 to 158, and on a dress basis, they traded at 244 to 248. Heifers on a live basis traded at 155 to 157.50, and on a dress basis at 245 to 248. From the National Daily Pork FOB Plant Report, trading for retail and processing cuts were established with 385 loads traded. Calculations for a 200-pound pork carcass was $135.89, and that was 71 cents higher. From the National Box Beef Cutout Report, values for choice and select beef carcasses were trading mixed. Choice carcasses were $249.81, and that was $1.01 lower, with select carcasses at $244.24, and that was $1.38 higher. For the estimated daily slaughter under federal inspection, cattle slaughter was estimated at 115,000. That compared to 113,000 last week and 124,000 a year ago. Hog slaughter was estimated at 395,000. That compared to 395,000 last week and 406,000 a year ago. That concludes our livestock report. I'm Bob Reese with the Illinois Department of Agriculture.
And here are your cash grain bids from Hog Inc. July corn delivered to Greenfield, $3.89. September corn delivered to Greenfield, $3.63. July corn delivered to Scottville, $3.80. September corn delivered to Scottville, $3.63. July beans delivered to Greenfield, $12.28. October beans delivered to Greenfield, $10.77. July beans delivered to Scottville, $12.17. October beans delivered to Scottville, $10.77. July wheat delivered to Scottville, $4.94. Once again, their pre-opening prices are corn at Greenfield is $3.89, corn at Scottville is $3.80, beans at Greenfield are $12.28, beans at Scottville are $12.17, and wheat at Scottville is $4.94. Yesterday, the Illinois Forage Expo was held in Mulberry Grove. I spoke with Dave Gentry, past president of the Illinois Forage and Grassland Council.
The Forage and Grassland Council is an organization that tries to pull together growers, agencies like the USDA, industry, ag industry, and also education like extension and university people to bring them together to talk about forage production and the best use of grasslands in grazing. This is our field day. This is an opportunity to try to show in the field exactly what goes on, how this host farmer, we're at the farm of Tony Snow, how he does his operation with his grazing, and explain to other people how they can take a look at how it might work in their operation.
And what are some of the big questions that you guys are looking at in the forage world, whether it be coming from farmers or other people? What are kind of some of the big topics that you're hoping to cover either today or at future events?
Several of the things that we're looking at as we move forward in animal production is reducing cost. And if we can use the animals to harvest the crop instead of machinery, that makes a lot of sense. And so better grazing is a very cost-effective method. And we're doing much more in exploring how to do better at grazing animals year-round, not just in the summer. On the forage side and forage production, we're looking at methods to reduce loss, methods to improve our genetics so that we have a better yield and we can produce better quality. And one of the big things that's just in the development phase right now is actually getting alfalfa hays that are going to be much higher quality so we can get better feed on smaller acreage. And that's always, loss of acres is always an issue in agriculture across the board.
Oh, yes, very true. And for those who missed their chance to come out today, were too busy to or anything like that, how can they get any information that they were hoping to get if they'd come to this event today?
The first place that I would recommend they start is the Illinois Forage and Grassland website, and that's www.illinoisforage.org. And you can go to our website. You'll be able to find the presentations that were made today. You'll be able to see some of the photos. And it'll also put you in contact with some of the other people that are involved with the Grassland Forage and Grassland Council as if you look for references and looking for people that you might have questions to ask.
And there's also an event coming up in St. Louis in January. Do you want to tell us a little bit about that?
I would love to. The American Forage and Grassland Association, which is the conglomerate of all of the states, is holding its national meeting in St. Louis in January. It's right after the first of the year. It'll be early in the month of January. And you can find out information about that at the AFGC.org website, the American Forage and Grassland Council. If you can just run that through your search engine, you'll be able to find that. And all of the information, national quality speakers talking about how to produce forages, how to produce livestock better, more cost-effectively.
Again, that was Dave Gentry, past president of the Illinois Forage and Grassland Council. This weekend, the Old Time Tractor Show will be taking place in Hillsboro. I spoke with Andy Theriak, Alan Kasten, and Judy Probst about the Old Time Tractor Show.
Okay, this is our 19th year for it, and it's out at the old Hillsboro Lake. It's up around the Fireman's Club. We have plenty of shade, and it looks like we're going to have a cool weekend. Registration for the show starts on Saturday from 9 to 11. And at 10:30, the Hillsboro FFA are going to have a pedal tractor pull, and it's for various ages. We're going to have younger kids plus the teenagers, even adults if you want to. And there's cash prizes. And then at 11:30 on Saturday and Sunday, we're going to have a demonstration of antique farm equipment like silage cutting and threshing and bale throwing, and I'm not sure what all, but anything that anybody brings, we'll try to demonstrate it. The tractor games start at 1 o'clock, and at 2 o'clock we're going to stop for kiddie pedal tractor races. We have pedal tractors for little kids, and some of the kids bring their own and they race, and everyone gets something for participating, and first and second place gets a trophy, which kids love trophies. This year we're giving away an 806 pink pedal tractor, which we are selling tickets on, and that will be drawn on Sunday at 4 p.m.
It sounds like it's going to be quite a busy time. Now, you said that you guys have been doing this for quite a few years. Why is there an old-time tractor show? What makes you guys put it on?
Well, I think the biggest thing is, you know, we just need to see. We see all new tractors out in the field and all that, and it all goes back to our heritage, you know, to see what our grandfathers and all that used to run, and see how, I guess, easy we got it anymore. So that, and we have a lot of fun. It brings in people to Hillsboro, and it's just a good thing for the community.
A bit of nostalgia and gives you the chance to appreciate what we have now.
Yes, yes.
Because I guarantee you there was no GPS on those tractors.
No, no, there wasn't. No.
So are there a lot of people who are going to be bringing restored and preserved antique tractors?
We don't just look for restored tractors. We look for anything from, you know, restored to bring it out of the fence row, basically. It don't matter. Just as long as you can get it there, everybody usually likes to look at it. So.
And what's kind of your favorite part of the old-time tractor show?
I like the games, but some people like the demonstrations. And, man, the other thing, just visiting with other farmers and talking with them, that's the key point to it.
All right, very good. So, all in all, why do you think people should come out and check out the old-time tractor show?
Well, I think most of them are to come out and look at the red ones. Then they go to the orange. Then they go to the white. Then they go to the off-green. Then they go to the green. No, we all have. Why should they come out? I think a lot of these young kids need to look what our grandparents drove and what I used to drive and what Alan drives today is huge, nice outfit. It's got GPS on it and everything. When I was driving a tractor, you had an umbrella. Today, they've got a GPS. They might even have a TV in there. I don't know. But
microwaves, the kitchen sink.
Keep the sun off of our head and eating all the dust. But today, they've got it a little bit better than what I had when I was growing up at his age and stuff.
And one of the most amazing things about this is it progressed very fast. If you think about the grand scheme of things, these what we call antique tractors aren't all that old, but agriculture just progressed very fast in terms of technology.
Oh, yes, it's come a long, long ways. I mean, back when you used to have, 40-inch rows, now you're down to what, Alan?
Now there's people planting 20 and 15-inch rows.
So. Mm-hmm, yep. All right, well, is there anything you guys would like to add about the Old Time Tractor Show before we go here?
We'd just like to thank the Montgomery County Farm Bureau for sponsoring our show, and also would like for as many people to come out and buy a raffle ticket for the pedal tractor. The proceeds go to Montgomery County Cancer Association, so we'd appreciate it.
Again, that was Andy Theriak, Alan Kasten, and Judy Probst on the Old Time Tractor Show. That's all for this morning's Farm Show. For WSMI, I'm Angela Besch. Thanks for tuning in.